If you've been following AI news for the past year, you know that the conversation about Chinese AI models competing with American ones has been largely theoretical. They're getting close, has been the prevailing assessment. That framing is now outdated. Chinese AI models are powering more than 30% of U.S. enterprise traffic, according to new data. And firms like Quantum Strategy are actively telling clients to exit Magnificent Seven tech holdings and buy Chinese AI equities instead. The cost differential being cited is extraordinary, up to 90% cheaper than comparable U.S. alternatives from OpenAI and Anthropic, according to CNBC reporting.
The investment thesis Quantum Strategy is advancing deserves examination. They're arguing that if Chinese models deliver comparable quality at a tenth of the cost, then U.S. tech companies built on AI infrastructure spend are overvalued, while Chinese AI companies are undervalued because Western investors have been reluctant to hold them. It's a contrarian position, but it's grounded in actual enterprise procurement behavior. When a CFO sees a 90% cost reduction with similar outputs, that's not a complicated decision.
This is also where antitrust law becomes directly relevant to the AI landscape, and I want to take a moment to explain how that framework actually works, because it's going to come up repeatedly over the next couple of years. The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 prohibits two main things: anti-competitive agreements between companies and monopolization or attempted monopolization by a single company. The critical legal distinction that most people miss is that having a large market share is not itself illegal. What's illegal is acquiring or maintaining that share through exclusionary conduct, meaning actions that harm competition rather than simply outperforming competitors.
So when people say OpenAI has a monopoly on AI, that's not a legal claim unless you can also show they used anti-competitive means to get there or to stay there. The courts look at things like exclusive dealing arrangements, predatory pricing, or acquiring potential competitors to shut them down. The relevant market definition matters enormously, too. Is the market large language models, AI assistants, enterprise software, or information technology broadly? How you draw that boundary determines whether any company looks dominant.
And that's exactly why the GPT 5.6 federal review clearance is interesting from a regulatory standpoint, not just a product standpoint. The fact that there is now a federal review process for major AI model launches, whatever its current scope, represents the beginning of a regulatory infrastructure. How that infrastructure develops will shape whether American AI companies face antitrust scrutiny different from what Chinese competitors face, which could itself become a competitive disadvantage.
OpenAI clearing federal review for Thursday's GPT 5.6 launch is on its face good news for the company. But prediction markets now favoring Anthropic over OpenAI in the AI IPO race suggests investors have real doubts about OpenAI's governance structure, its for-profit conversion process, and the ongoing legal shadow from the Musk lawsuit, which was just referred to mediation after Musk lost his $150 billion claim, but residual disputes remain.
The SpaceX AI and Cursor joint model launch today is a different kind of story. This is a developer-focused product, and Cursor has built an extraordinarily loyal following among software engineers by providing genuinely useful coding assistance. SpaceX AI bringing its compute resources to bear on a model jointly developed with a best-in-class developer tool company is a serious competitive move. If the model is strong on code generation, it directly competes with GitHub Copilot and the coding-focused versions of Claude and GPT-4.
Perplexity partnering with NVIDIA's new Vera CPU for AI agent workloads is notable because it signals the infrastructure layer of AI is becoming as competitive as the model layer. The Vera CPU is designed specifically for inference at scale, running AI models efficiently rather than training them. And Perplexity's agentic use cases require exactly that kind of optimized inference. This is a meaningful partnership announcement.
The NVIDIA backstop program analysis from SemiAnalysis is one of the more interesting structural stories in AI finance right now. The framing of NVIDIA as the central bank of AI, guaranteeing GPU rental revenue for smaller cloud operators, implies NVIDIA has taken on a systemic risk role in the AI economy. SemiAnalysis estimates this could unlock a $7 trillion AI debt market. That number is speculative, but the mechanism is real. If NVIDIA backstops revenue, lenders can extend credit to cloud operators that otherwise wouldn't qualify.
The AI chatbot financial advice study is something regulators should be reading carefully. 7 popular generative AI tools produced materially different answers to the same personal finance questions, and the variation correlated with user demographics, meaning the system was effectively giving different advice based on perceived characteristics of who was asking. For a tool being used by millions of people to make actual financial decisions, that's a significant reliability and fairness problem, and it's exactly the kind of finding that triggers SEC and CFPB interest.